Tennessee's top attorney says he's content with Purdue Pharma declaring bankruptcy so long as it speeds up payouts to states. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports Tennessee is among the states who were pursuing their own lawsuits against the maker of OxyContin.
States have been divided over whether Purdue Pharma should be allowed to use bankruptcy protection as part of a $10 billion settlement. Pennsylvania's attorney general called it a slap in the face because the company's owners admit no wrongdoing and keep some of their fortune. But Tennessee's attorney general, Herbert Slattery, says the state needs that money now to address effects of the opioid crisis, like funding addiction treatment and buying overdose reversal drugs.
It's not just the traditional, you know, dollar settlement on a claim that could sit out there forever and ever. This has some real public health urgency to it.
Tennessee has its own lawsuit against Purdue, but Slattery says settlement negotiations could have dragged on without bankruptcy, which streamlines the payouts to states and other entities. It's unclear how much money states will divvy up from the bankruptcy or if they'll be required to use it for addiction-related expenses. I'm Blake Farmer.